Welcome to another amazing conversation right here on Unlock Your Soul with yours truly, Anthony, your soul. We are the ever beautiful Nairobi Sweet Kitchen and we love them for allowing us to use this amazing space. I am with one of Kenya's foremost digital content creators, digital visual storytellers. I'm telling you, when it comes to content, fashion, coming up with concepts, working with brands, and also having her own podcast, where you need...
What an
founder.
Intro.
Founder of our content in Kenya.
Silly.
The one and only Stephanie Nganga.
Yay!
Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Anto.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for coming through. We're actually at Fire and Dough, which is the pizza section of Nairobi City Kitchen.
Yeah.
And I just found out that you're actually a very good pizza cook. Is that the word?
Yeah. Chef.
Ile pizza leo nilipika, mazi, your pizza was thick.
Yeah.
I was like, if only everybody... Your pizza was very bad for business, by the way. Because you just
sure.
Like, hold up, we are very popular,
but where
is the money?
It wouldn't even be feasible to make such pizza.
It was so good. So when did you learn? I know that happened during COVID.
Yeah.
But when did you know, I can make good pizza?
So during COVID, I kept on ordering like takeout and my mom was like, this is becoming too expensive.
Yeah.
Why don't you just learn? And I was like, serious.
Yeah.
So we were in the kitchen and we were like, okay, we Googled recipes and then we tried. And of course the first time we lit, okay, you know.
And you were like, yeah.
Zimbabwe.
Only a mother can love. Oh, Zimbabwe.
Yeah, it came out kidogo Zimbabwe. But then I continued practicing until now. That's something I often make at home.
Yeah. Are you generally a good cook? Like, are you
I actually enjoy cooking, but I only do it when from a place of I want to, not because that I need to.
Yeah.
You know, like how... Say you are going to wash dishes and then someone says in the
wash it. Ataki zefu zikupikie.
No.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Are you like a Kikuyu good cook? Because of the
zufu? Are you asking about the steel?
Yeah, I just wanna know.
And the minji and
the issue here is the carrot
and the waru.
And, yeah, you waste no ingredients.
No, I don't think I'm that type. And mawaruz.
You're a good cook, period.
Yeah, chef.
But not that
Imwanze
Kunzan wapikie. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, very, very belated happy birthday.
Thank you.
It was like a few weeks ago. What does this new era mean for you? What does turning a year older mean for you or mean to you?
Yeah, kidogo, I say I'm stepping into my villain era.
Hey, is that what it is? Do you feel like that?
No, that's on a tangent.
Maybe I'll be wearing all black only.
Dark colors.
You'll probably get tattoos on your face.
I know.
Yeah.
The new year for me means it feels like a rebirth. It feels like I'm going to be taking care of myself more. It feels like I'm going... this year is for ease.
Uh-huh.
And yes. So those are my two words for the year.
Uh-huh.
Yes and ease.
And ease.
This kupaniki. Yeah.
It's not happening.
Exactly. Needs to take a back seat. And then saying yes to like new opportunities, meeting new people, learning new skills. Like I just signed up for salsa.
For real?
Wallahi.
Are you a good dancer or you're like, you
I'd
know
like
what?
To think I'm one. I mean, I don't have two left feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But I feel like you've always said yes a lot in your life. Based on the fact that I remember seeing you posting a throwback picture of you as a kid.
Yeah.
And you've always been a happy-go-lucky kid. Like, may I grow the punches.
Yeah.
Opportunities come my way, I'm going to do them.
Yeah. I think when I say I'm going to be saying yes more often, it means even without having to overthink things, without things having to be like perfect and like cut to the T.
Yes.
So the yes is just for me to be even more spontaneous because I'm such a planner.
Yeah.
So saying yes means I also need to learn to relinquish some control.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Learn to relinquish some control.
Yeah.
Do you appreciate yourself though for how far you've come and the achievements you've been making, and also most importantly the really big moves you've been making as far as digital content creation is concerned?
If we're being honest, I don't truly think I appreciate myself more often
I
than
think
not
you
I
should,
think
yeah.
I'm doing I should be doing more.
Yeah.
Like if I find myself resting, it's always like from a place of enyonikopabaya, that's why I'm resting, not because I chose to.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm actively working on in my new year, to learn to appreciate myself, to give myself flowers. Because I think there's something I usually say, how your heart is kind, but your brain is very mean, and I'm my biggest critic.
You know, one of the things I'm having to teach myself, and especially after I've seen very scary things that have happened to people, is really like stopping living in my head.
Mm. Hey, me or you?
Where
I have a residence up here.
I've had to myself like, Anto, you're going to the podcast.
Yeah.
All these worlds and creations you're creating, you need to stop.
Yeah.
Stop yourself. Mm. You need to just live in the moment. Mm. And it's always beautiful when I wake up in the morning and I have to do things and I don't think about how the road will be and what can happen on the road. Da, da, da. So you realize, live in the moment. Because yeah. I mean, you really have that one chance to live.
Mm.
So the least you can do is also, and also it allows you to be joyous of everything around you.
Yeah, it's very important. Appreciative, present.
Yeah. Present.
Because when you live in your head more often than not, you're not being present. Mm-mm. Yeah. So
it's very unfair to people because sometimes they also end up thinking, you know, is he not comfortable with us? Kumbe, you're busy.
Like, you're in your head, friend.
You're in your head. I remember when we were kids
yeah.
and a teacher finds you mezuba class, you're just like in your own world. And the teachers would ask you, Anthony, I asked you a question. Oh, teacher, sorry, my head was far. Follow your head there. Follow your head
not
there.
Even,
yeah, what are you doing here if your head is far?
Yeah.
Follow, you know, it's...
Yeah,
it's, you know, you really have to. But also in the same breath, we also have to teach ourselves to stop comparing ourselves to people who we're contemporaries with or our peers. Do you find yourself, you know, just sometimes, you know, saying, oh, I wish, oh, I should have, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yeah.
And you have to tell yourself, nope. Maybe people do look up to you as much as you probably think that they are probably competing with you.
Mm. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I mean, I know comparison is the thief of joy,
yeah.
but it's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
Because also in this space, I feel like sometimes we are constantly put against each other.
Yeah.
Or our creations are like measured metrically. Mm-hmm. One is performing this way and the other is not.
Yeah.
So that's also something I'm actively trying to work on. But it's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult. I think as I've said, it's like it's way easier said than it's one thing to say
yeah.
comparison is the thief of joy, but on the ground
it's a lie. Because I mean, if you imagine you're working with someone who you're doing the same sort of campaigns,
yeah,
and then they land here with an E-class Mercedes Benz, I mean, naturally you'll be like, hold up,
yeah,
Kwani, so we do the same campaigns, how much does this person get paid naturally? And you'll be like, oh, I want to know,
am I doing something wrong? am I not doing enough
or I don't know how to bargain, like what is the issue with me?
Yeah.
Well, maybe the person just comes from a rich family. And but again, like you're saying, we will compare. It is what it is. We really will compare.
Yeah.
But before we knew how do your friends call it? They call it Steph.
Yeah.
Before we knew Steph online on social media, I think there's a backstory to who you are.
Yeah.
Where does Steph come from? What kind of family do you come from? Where did you go to school? Who was Steph funny before Steph?
That's so interesting, because sometimes it feels like I've often lived a million lifetimes.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to reflect. So Steph before Stephanie Nganga, the brand.
Yes.
So I grew up in a family of four kids. So I have three siblings, two older sisters and a younger brother.
Ah, so you're a middle kid.
I'm a middle child. Oh,
a middle child, yeah.
I'm a middle child, but I like to say I'm the last born daughter. For emphasis, yeah.
Still, mujwange, spoil me.
I'm a last born, last born daughter.
Exactly, baby girl.
Yeah, so I went to Catholic schools growing up. I went to Mountain View School for primary. Then I went to Precious Blood Rerouter.
Ah, you're a choppy. You went to PB.
Yeah.
It means you're good like in math and chemistry and all those things.
Those were not my strengths. Languages are my strength.
Hey, but where about only chopi? The ones you need to pop precious blood.
You try.
You're a chopi man. I mean, I used to see girls in the router.
Yeah.
And like, all these girls are just smart.
But now you see that you see when you talk about comparison, like
yes.
you get to a space like that where
exactly.
everybody is smart.
Exactly.
And then you start to feel even less smart.
Yeah. And yet they're probably even afraid of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went to PB, and then for uni I did my undergraduate in journalism.
Okay.
I concentrated in broadcast at GSIU.
Okay. You didn't go to Kwea. That's the only place where you missed it. Because being a Catholic
it's also
and going
because
Catholic
of where
schools.
We live.
Okay.
So it's in such close proximity.
Oh, you are from Thika Road?
Yeah, I'm from Thika Road.
Kwea is far.
It would have been a road trip, yeah.
And then the hyenas are Nabra.
Yeah.
It's never that serious.
I still had like love for makeup and fashion even growing up. I was always ule mtoto anapenda kujipamba. Ama nini unavaa
sai.
Exactly. So I think even before I started creating content, I was tapping into those niches of things that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
My sisters, even my mom, they're not into makeup at all. But for me, it was something that used to make me feel so great about myself. I remember the first makeup palette I got.
Yeah.
I got it just in some cosmetic store in Roysa.
Yeah.
And it was like a small palette. I'm serious. It was a small palette. And I'll never forget, it was small and just had shimmers. It was just glitter and all. And I look at my daughter, Usha's Cosmetics. And I used to do shwa, shwa. And I'm out to the house. And the thickest liner for 50 bob. So I think Steph, before Stephanie Nganga, still liked those things.
Yeah, like you've had your Roysambu phase.
Yeah.
Roysambu era. That's what it was.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was actively in drama in high school.
Yeah, that's the one that I saw,
In primary school as well. So I've always been like I wouldn't call myself a theater kid, but I liked drama.
Yeah. Also growing up, a lot of times I always love to sort of scope relationships between daughters and their dads, daughters and their moms. How was that kind of relationship before? Are you a dad's girl kind of girl?
I wouldn't particularly say so. I think I'm more of a mommy's. Okay, she has three girls, so I don't know which one is which.
Yeah.
But I like to think I'm her favorite.
Yeah, I've seen you with your mom. Your mom looks young.
Yeah.
Like you guys have kept her young. I'm on pace for this.
But, at least yet.
But I'll probably ask mom, is this girl giving you stress? Because then your mom is probably watching this saying, yes, Kijanami, thank you for asking.
Yeah, I'd like to think I'm a mom's girl.
Yeah.
Our relationship, I think, has become better even now as an adult.
Yeah,
where
the older
now we're
I grow,
actively having like tough conversations.
Yeah.
Or I'm actually getting to know her outside of the role that she plays in my life as a mom, but more of Maria the person.
Yeah.
So it's been beautiful to see.
This reminds me of a conversation Whoopi Goldberg had on The View, and she was saying that parents should not be friends with their children.
I agree with that to some extent.
Okay.
Because I think also my parents are from a very older generation. Mm-hmm. So, of course, there are things I don't tell her. It doesn't mean I just sit and kick you with her. Say, hey, girl.
Imagine, Jana. Okay. Mom, imagine this boy. Mom's like, excuse me.
No, like we please. Still have that level of respect.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's also just getting to know her as the person that she is outside of the role that she plays.
Okay, that's very interesting. Would you mother the same way that you've been mothered?
I mean, she did her best.
Yeah.
Maybe what I would change is if I was to get children of my own, I think I would be. It would be more gentle parenting.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
our parents were just wakali too, manze.
You know. So I think I would. You know.
Those are some of the tough conversations that I've also had with my mom and my mom, and I'm like, I think you guys were probably sometimes too strict.
Very.
I think you guys were like, it was too much, you know, and explain to you know how we come from a different time.
But, yeah.
And they really convince themselves that, you know, kama ingekuwa hivyo ungekuwa who you are today. Mm. And you're like, no.
But how would they know that?
Yeah, how would you know?
Who is to say
yeah,
that?
So we've yeah. really, we've, and that's a beauty now.
Mm.
When you have those conversations without like, rohombaya, you know, yeah. just having
like
honest.
It's just a conversation.
Just a conversation.
Yeah.
And I think it is possible to raise our kids in that way.
Yeah.
Are you a Gen Z or millennial? You're a Gen Z.
I'm a Gen Z.
Yeah, you guys are the ones who change the world.
Yeah, for sure. I love being a Gen Z. It's so fun.
Yeah, you guys will change the world.
Yeah.
We were with someone yesterday when we were shooting and he joined us and we're asking, by the way, how come he's not going back to work? It's like, this is like 4 p.m. He's supposed to go on a lunch break.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm just not my mental state. I'm not going back to the office.
Yeah.
Guy, Nikamza, you're not going back to the office.
Say you'd be rushing.
Me, I'd be running back. I told him if it was you guys in view my time, I'd run to you guys to say hi during the shoot.
Yeah.
That's already 30 minutes.
Mm.
Then now this is 30 minutes is to go back to work.
To work.
So I'm just on time.
Mm.
So we really have to take care of ourselves.
Mm.
How do you take care of yourself mentally? You know, I already, like, we've spoken about being present.
Mm.
But are there other things? Like, it's funny because I feel like you're very intentional.
Yeah.
And without me asking the question, you've actually been doing that.
Yeah.
For example, the salsa, you know, being present.
Yeah.
But are there any other ways that you take care of yourself mentally to ensure that, you know what, maybe getting a therapist or a psychologist?
Yeah,
have you done any of that?
Yeah, I'm actively in therapy. I just had my session yesterday. I have
sessions
every Wednesday.
That is so good. Yeah.
And therapy for me, it brings so much clarity to mind and peace to heart.
Mm-hmm.
And especially because I think within our business or within our field, Stephanie Nganga, the brand, needs to relies on Stephanie Nganga, the individual. Like, yes, both of them need to be at subpar.
Yes.
So if I'm not okay here, then I'm not able, or you know, I'm not in a position to effectively and efficiently create mm-hmm. the content that people expect me to, or even just that I want to create.
Yes.
So therapy has been one of those things that has really brought a lot of clarity.
Yeah.
A lot of clarity. And it's also taught me so many things about myself mm-hmm. and even just around the relationships that I have, because I feel like often I operate like things that are given.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to sour. It will fix itself.
Yeah.
But then now you learn to intentionally put so much effort into the friendship you have with yourself and with those around
yeah.
you.
Yeah. For me, and wellness is very important.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what we take it so, we take it for granted. Just
yeah.
being, and one of the things that I realized when I did do therapy
mm.
and did a couple of wellness, classes and stuff, I realized boundaries.
Mm.
And boundaries is not about, you know, people think boundaries is missing and hungry. No, it's just small things like yeah. how you take care of people's time and how you, and what it means when people keep time for you or when yeah. you keep time for people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. So
yeah.
I'm glad that you're taking that journey.
Mm.
But then now let's go to your creation process and
yeah.
the clarity that comes with that.
Yeah.
How does Steph create? Like, when you wake up in the morning, maybe you, let's assume now you get an email from a client.
Okay.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Stephanie Nganga. Hi, my name is Anto.
Mm.
I'm calling from Nairobi. Email is from Nairobi Sweet Kitchen, right from NSK. We'd really love to work with you.
Yeah.
And we've sent, this is a brief of some of the work we'd like to do.
Yeah.
Then Steph now takes it over.
What
happens after that?
Okay, so I think there's like the admin side and then now there's the creative
uh-huh.
side. So that's how usually I break it down. So admin is basically, I ask three things.
Mm-hmm.
Timeline, budget, and deliverables.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, when would you want for us to start this engagement?
Yes.
NSK?
Yes.
What is the proposed budget for this engagement?
Yes.
What are my expected deliverables?
Mm-hmm.
And then what are my do's and don'ts? Like, what's the brief?
Yes.
So when I get an understanding of the admin side of things, and I'm like, okay, now I can tap into my creative
mm-hmm.
or exercise my creative muscle.
Yeah.
So when it comes now to the creative side, I don't have process, and I think sometimes people always assume there's like a process
yeah,
I have.
Yeah.
Literally, it's just inspiration comes to me at random, things that I've, music that I listen to, conversations I have with people, mm-hmm. movies, because I'm a mm-hmm. big fan of film.
Ah, nice.
So those are the type of, like, when it comes to the creative process, it would probably be something I've been meaning to create already,
mm-hmm.
and then now I see how I can integrate said brand or said product into that creation. Funny thing, until
yeah.
Most the ideas, like, I think some of my best ideas come to me at random, two places.
Yep.
In the house of the Lord. On a Sunday?
Serious?
Wallahi. And
Hiya.
I want my toilet seat.
Yeah, toilet seat.
It's usually so random.
By the way, you know,
so random.
When I was thinking of this podcast,
yeah.
my first shoot literally was on a toilet seat.
Yeah.
And then it was a very beautiful, I used my phone.
Yeah.
And then now I was playing my whole team. We now go and do the
yeah.
shoot. And then the place got burnt down. Like, it was such a beautiful toilet.
Yeah.
I know it's so weird to say that.
He's talked about so
but
much about this
yeah,
toilet.
You'd understand if you knew.
Yeah.
Me, by the way, when I'm on the toilet,
yeah.
I get ideas.
Same.
Hey, I don't know what I
think it's maybe it's what is in, the, it? In the there is a level of vulnerability
yeah.
that, and it's just you in
yeah.
the toilet and then it's just that quiet and serene and it's literally just you, your thoughts in the toilet.
Yeah, and then also if you think about it, you're getting shit out. So
defund and top. Please and thank you. Not you're getting shit out.
You're getting shit out. So
yeah.
naturally you're like getting toxicity out of your body
yeah.
and there's just good vibes.
It's just good vibes
good
coming
vibes
in and you
getting,
just take
yeah,
it in
yeah.
and then you put it down. So yeah.
Are there brands that you feel like you probably had a difficult time or not? No, let's not name specific brands.
Okay.
But like, what are some of the moments you felt like this was very difficult for me to work with? For example, for me, working with like more, let me say, GAVA-esque brands is always beautiful because,
yeah.
to be honest, the money sometimes is really good.
Yeah.
But
the execution.
The level of, my God.
Yeah.
The execution, you're trying to be, you know that idea got on the toilet.
Yeah.
Hey, you realize, I
on
think
the
I
ground.
Should have, on the, I, this one should have been somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because the seriousness, and they want to work with you.
Yeah.
Now the bureaucracy, the red tape, oh, how's your caption going to be like? Okay, send the caption. No, you can't say this. I'm like, no, I can.
Yeah.
But so there's a lot of, who are some of just, some of the moments you've been like, hey, kazi si raisi. Or maybe even waiting to get paid.
umetuma na mtu.
Oh, someone owes you money. Wow. Right now, I know.
Wow.
But I mean, it's ridiculous.
It can be frustrating, and especially because I'm grateful that I've grown as a creator where I can invest in a team.
Yes.
But said team needs to eat.
Yes.
Like, I have bills to pay.
Yes.
Salaries to roll out.
Yes.
You so got, why is my payment?
You guys love our fashion.
It's a very expensive.
Dress up for your brand. Not for free.
Very expensive. And yeah. Even when you even just like when you think about the fashion element, especially because we both share the, yes. the love for creating things
yes.
from scratch versus buying
yes.
and supporting made in Kenya brands, which exactly. are great, but they're also expensive.
They're not cheap
it's,
at all.
It's sometimes does not feel sustainable exactly, to continue yeah. doing so, but yeah. there's now the expectation that Anto is a very fashionable person. And even just for your own sanity,
exactly,
you look
yeah.
good.
You don't yeah, look you like your look problems. Good, exactly.
So I think that the payment and even sometimes just miscommunication or communication breakdowns
yeah.
can be very frustrating.
Yeah.
And especially when you've already put in the work.
Yeah.
Because when it's vice versa, they also expect me to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
But even after delivering, I'm like, okay, so.
Yeah, I was it's funny. I've had this conversation now with the second person. The last one was Nyakundi Saboke.
Mm.
And we said how you have to cosana with a brand or with a person at an office for you to get paid.
Yeah.
Ile, you're now contemplating, I think the only way I'll get paid is if I say something harsh
yeah.
and I know I'll get paid. Mm. But the problem is I'll have lost a relationship. I'll have burnt a bridge.
Yeah.
So it's very, I mean, it's very difficult.
I was having the same conversation today with my friend where she was like, just show up at the offices. And I was like that could go two ways.
Yeah, two ways.
It's either now you are going to be blacklisted.
Or else.
Yeah. On the or.
And.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, you get paid and get blacklisted. Or now they, if maybe you have attained a level of, for lack of a better word, like fuck you money.
Yeah.
Where either way you will still get partnerships. But Missy Jafika Popado.
Yeah,
me
don't have fuck you money, by the way.
I need money.
I can't pull those stands. Like I've wanted two, by the way, even as I'm Antonio Soul.
Mm.
Then I'm like, hey, tomorrow I'll not be Antonio Soul. And also the thing is, some of these guys you find like, I've had that moment to be honest, where I'm like, me, I'm going to go and I'm going to ask for my money.
Mm.
But the problem is, the person that I want to harakisha ends up leaving one agency and moving to another. And let me use, because I work with them, so I think it'll be okay if I mention them.
Mm.
Let's say I go and cause a ruckus at Ogilvy.
Mm.
And then the person working there is a scannard. So it's the same people, literally.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's like, ah, who you are, partner, nachana, eh?
Mm.
Who you? And they won't say the truth about what happened.
Yeah.
They'll probably say, who you? Aki,
yeah,
aki, asakulipwa, there'll be issues. So you see, you have to be careful of those relationships. So I think for me, we have to be really careful. For someone who's starting off, who's getting these emails to get work and all these things, and specifically to collaborations, why do you think it's important for them to collaborate, to reach out?
Mm.
Even when we had this conversation about the podcast, the first thing we do was like, there's a concept by there until I want to shoot together.
Mm.
Like we're always ready to work together.
Yeah.
What is so important about people working together like this?
Community.
Mm.
Community. I don't think even outside of this field, I think even just in other fields, there's that want and need and sense for community.
Yeah.
Even just as humans, I think we're designed or we are emotive in nature and we're also supposed to be in that sharing is caring type of spirit.
Yeah.
So I think collaborations are so great because you also learn so much from people.
Yeah.
You get to see different POVs and perspectives, especially if more often than not you like to work alone. And then once you expand, you're like, oh wait, this is actually very interesting.
Yeah.
The SNS, for example, the show is literally built on the backbone of collaborations with creatives and now with my audience, because it builds and fosters a sense of community.
Oh, I love that. How's your podcast going? What are the pressures that are involved in it? You know, tell us all about it. Give us all the gist with SNS and how this came about, even, by the way.
So this was post undergrad and because I did broadcast journalism at the time, I knew I did not particularly have that much passion to practice it conventionally. But then I also wanted to do content full time.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed to find an intersection or a marriage between the two. So that's how the SNS was born. I like to call it, it's a labor of love. It's a love child. It's also a pressure child.
Yeah.
Because especially after you graduate, guys are like, okay, so what are you doing?
Exactly.
So I put a job wapi. So na fanya nini. So the SNS was
at events, at family events.
So it's a platform that really was grown and born out of, I think, a place in my life that had so much uncertainty.
Yeah.
But now we birthed something beautiful, which is SNS.
I love that. I mean, one of the things I love about your podcast are the segments that you have.
Yeah.
And they really allow people to be vulnerable. And I think one of the things that people forget all the time is that human beings need validation.
Yeah.
You might pretend you don't want it, you don't like it, but it's not about a seeking attention thing. It's about you're human. You're a human being. If I tell you, by the way, like your perfume, it smells so good. You didn't wear it so I could tell you.
Yeah.
But me saying that, it's humanly. It's a good thing, you know. Yeah. But also imagine now you saying what I have gone through to be able to afford that.
Yeah.
That's vulnerability. That's being honest. So I love that about it.
Thank you.
We're going to play a game based off of your podcast.
Yeah.
And we had rate or roast.
Okay.
So we'll play it later.
Why are you playing it later?
Yeah, later. I was like, no.
Play it now. You brought it to the table. Play it now.
So give me my phone. I wanna play a game with Steph. It's called Rate or Roast. This is Jeff Akaranga. So the game is called Rate or Roast. And because I've seen you do it on your Instagram though.
Yeah.
So now I'm gonna do it with you.
We're gonna be what are we rating or
we're rating
roasting?
Your outfits.
Wow.
Yeah. And actually, you know, because these guys always have my phone.
Yeah.
So me, I can never have bad photos on my phone because these guys will charge me. So I'm gonna show you a photo of yours, and we'll play this on the screen, so guys don't worry.
Yeah.
I'll show you a photo of yours and you'll rate or roast yourself. Starting off with your birthday outfit.
Oh, that's a rate. That's like a double triple rate.
What do you think about this outfit?
So this was curated by one of my favorite Made in Kenya designers. She's called Eva Wambutu. Check her out. So we were recreating a piece from Zendaya's 2022 Variety After Party.
Where, you know, the thing when you say that is, for you, I always tell guys, I always realize the theme of my conversation when I talk to the person. I never interview people like Iwidaki. There's a specific reason why. No. For you, I realize there's a power of intention.
Yeah.
Are you intentional? Vanity Fair 2022. Hey, intention.
So we were going through like a catalog of all the looks that I usually want to recreate, or even just the person I'm channeling.
Yeah.
And then the hat, it was inspired by this Nigerian fashion brand by a creator. She's called Style Connoisseur Angie, and the brand is called Anchil. And see Fiki Beyao. So
actually, when I saw Beyonce, I was like, we are meant to cool.
Sifiki Beya, that brand. And also with the timing of when we were shooting this video, it wouldn't have arrived in time. So I pitched to Eva, and I was like, and I also like giving her the creative freedom and even just the challenge. So yeah, this is a double read. I ate it up.
This one is, for me, I really, because I love ripped jeans clearly.
Yeah.
I really love those jeans and that, and the way you're able to block with a red, like a school boy jacket sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Yeah,
Thank you. No, I also really like this outfit. I think I like it more because it's also very functional. Mm-hmm. Like, I can actually wear this. Mm-hmm. And even like when it comes to like how we say smart casual, you can pull this off, maybe without the sunglasses.
Yeah.
But the sunglasses just give it like a nice edgy look.
I absolutely love it.
That's a rate.
Is this home?
Yeah, this is home.
So are you a flower person? You love a environment person?
This is an artificial plant. Until I have killed plants.
Do you rate or roast? I love those shoes.
I think I would only rate it because of the shoes.
Yeah.
But this was channeling the Matrix. Growing up, I really used to like the Matrix. So yeah. So I love these silver platforms.
Is
they are gorgeous.
Is black my color?
No, I actually rarely wear black.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember even when I wore this, I was like, it feels different because I think I like to channel a lot of color and print and texture. But this was just like the highlight is the shoes.
Yeah, you know most Kenyans wear black. That when they wear color, it's like you know now. It's
Atina
different.
Shout,
What about this one? This is a very simple. Yeah. This is Malindi, I think.
Yeah,
Malindi.
This is a Kilifi. This is actually another made. Actually, everything here is made in Kenya.
Yeah.
So this is a brand called Razana, where they have gorgeous pieces. Mm-hmm. This is I'm forgetting the name of this, but they also custom make those beaded bags.
Yeah.
And I think it's like with recyclable material, so it's even better. And then the sandals as well. I would actually rate
Steffi, I saw you differently on this photo.
How did you saw me differently?
Nilikuona very differently.
Okay, maybe because it was like a lot of
skin.
It was fitting.
No, I mean, you've actually covered literally most of your body, only the hands.
Yeah.
I was just like, thank God that they can't see on camera.
Yeah.
But I was like, eh? Steph. I was like, ah, yeah, Stefan Akwanga.
You know what is so funny? Like, yeah. I feel because also my style has evolved over the years.
Yeah.
And more often than not, sometimes, like today, how I'm wearing something form fitting and then below baggy. Mm-hmm. But when I wear form fitting things,
yeah, but you know, the thing is, like, I feel like something. Yeah. Girls who wear baggy clothes,
yeah,
they always know. Like, they always know they got it. It's like when you see girls always wearing Dira, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
You always like, them ako so comfortable looking and comfortable.
Yeah.
Because anajua akipiga look if they leave the house.
Yeah.
Everybody. So I really realized, I really love this outfit.
Oh, I love it as well. This was during Barbie week. Mm-hmm. So I did a video for Hi Barbie. So I recreate.
Yeah, but I also like that you, even if it's for Barbie week, Barbie world, that you could wear this.
Yeah.
Another deep event and still kill it.
Yeah.
And this was really beautiful.
Thank you.
I think we have this last one.
That's a rate as well.
This one, I was like, that's confirming to me. That what I saw in the other photo.
Anto is killing me. Don't kill me.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a rate. We absolutely rate you. The next game we're going to play is called Asking for a Friend.
Talk to me.
The link here, I have x.com. Mm. By the way, this x.com thing, it really bothers me. Someone will think you're watching some funny, some funny videos.
Even the fact that the platform is called X.
It's just like, unafani niuko. I'm like, no, it's actually ni Twitter.
Yeah, it's
so
Twitter.
When I look at the link, I'm like, I didn't put the wrong link here. It's actually x.com. Mm-hmm. So, this story here is a very interesting story that I'm going to open for you.
Okay.
Hiya. So, I met Sisi. This story is by Akwa Igbo girl.
Okay.
And this is a dilemma, and I want you to help this girl.
All right.
I met Sisi of Lagos 2 years ago on one job hunting WhatsApp groups.
Mm-hmm.
We became close, and it skyrocketed into what's supposed to be a genuine friendship.
Okay.
I got a job in Port Harcourt 2 months later and moved from Lagos to PH.
Yeah.
And by the way, sorry to mention, this is based off of your... I didn't mention that. Is this off of your concept of asking for a friend?
Yeah.
So... last year, there was a job opening in one of our company's subsidiary with a juicy offer.
Yeah.
First thought that came into my head was, Cynthia will want this job.
Mm.
I immediately called to notify her, which she agreed, sent her CV. Her interview was scheduled for 12th of September.
Okay.
She called to complain about being low on finances and coming over immediately will be a problem.
Mm.
I agreed to pay for her flight so she can be in PH on the 10th, which is a Sunday.
Mm.
When she landed in Port Harcourt on Sunday, I called my man so we can take her around the city and give her a treat.
Yeah.
I introduced my boyfriend Obinna to her and made sure she was comfortable and had a great time.
Mm.
Sheltered and fed this babe for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
All the while, I had no idea I was wasting my time, food, money, and energy on a devil. Anytime I returned from work, she's not at home, which was becoming a routine.
Yeah.
Confronted and asked about her frequent absence.
Mm.
According to her, she met a nice guy. I can't police a grown woman, so I told her to be careful and be security conscious because Port Harcourt isn't safe.
Yeah.
She returned to Lagos in October since she didn't pass the second phase of the interview.
Okay.
Our communication reduced and I noticed she was intentionally avoiding me.
Yeah.
Anytime I called, she wouldn't pick or return the calls.
Mm-hmm.
I had to let her be.
Okay.
Last week, our mutual I met in the same job hunting WhatsApp group posted her introduction pictures. Guess who her husband to be is?
Her boyfriend.
Imagine.
Jehovah.
You want to know another joke?
Uh-huh.
She is pregnant.
With?
Pregnant.
Jehovah.
Been trying to reach both of them because I deserve an explanation for this punishment. Obinna is not picking my calls. Cynthia is not picking my calls either. Went to his house. His gate man won't let me in. I have done everything to access Obi.
Mm.
But all efforts have been futile. Been sending messages, no response. I've been questioning myself if I did anything wrong to Sisi of Lagos. Apart from my good deeds, I'm putting this out there because she's not talking to me and it's the only way to get answers. Sisi of Lagos, what did I do to you? Did I offend you? How did my boyfriend become your husband to be? When did he become the nice guy? How did he become the father to your unborn child? Is this a prank? Someone even wrote and said, calling in sick to work today so I can be here to help fight get justice. F my job, fuck my job and fuck my boss. But if this is clout and lies, God will punish you, Obina, Sisi, and the unborn child. That's just on us. Someone reacting.
Not God will punish you.
What? First, when I saw this, I immediately saw you. I was like, Steph has to tell me what this girl did wrong. Because Steph, please, what is happening? Who is to blame?
I'm going to get married. That's the one. I don't even think there's anything I could say or do at this point. It feels like it's already sealed.
It's over.
Yeah.
But you sit with her, with Akwa Igbo girl.
Mm.
So you sit with Akwa.
Mm.
You're like, babe.
Mm. First thing I would tell Akwa is, yes, my therapist number.
You need therapy.
You need it more than I do.
I hope you have money because this will be a lot of sessions.
You need it more than I do. It's also very heartbreaking because especially she brought, first of all, they were friends.
Yeah.
And then she welcomed said friend into her home. Bro, and you know your home is your haven.
At you know what Saku Kosei interview?
Come, I got you.
After that long, to me, your pesa afungwe duka. Like, what? Sheesh.
I think for Akwa, I would just tell her therapy would be a great release.
Yeah.
But I also think that I don't know if she would get the answers that she wants to get. Kind. And even if she did, I don't think they would be satisfying enough.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes I feel like closure is a scam.
I get you. And it's really validating the idea of you don't have to be validated for you to feel like, yeah, now I get it.
Mm.
She's a whore.
Yeah.
She's a thief. Mm. She's a lying.
Mm.
No, you don't have to get that for you to feel, yeah, I was a good person here.
Yeah.
It's happened. Now you need to just find a way how you can. But you're about friends. Friends.
My skin. It's actually scary. But also karma.
If it doesn't catch them,
it will catch their child.
Guy, me, yeah. That's like, one of the things I fear about being mean to people.
Yeah. Because if it doesn't catch you, it will catch your future generation.
Have you fallen on a meron? Have you fallen on a meron because of friends, of friendship?
Yes.
Even things like money. Like, I don't loan friends money.
Mm.
And I do not loan family. When I give family money, it's a gift.
Yeah, amen.
And when I loan friends, even if, yes, I'll ask for it,
mm.
I have to loan a friend knowing that I will give them, they say it in a month, I'll give them 3 more months because it's a lie.
I think in the context of friendships, but you know, unamka from the meroni, and we keep it moving. I think sometimes there's something I came across the other day about, in this world, you have 3 types of friends.
Yeah.
And so they alluded to a house.
Yeah.
So you have your window friends.
Yes.
So these are people who can see the things that go on in your life, but they don't have like full access.
Mm.
And then now you have your door friends. So these are the people who come in seasons.
Yeah.
So they come in and they go and they come and serve their purpose and they leave. And then now you have your floor friends. So these are the people, irregardless of what happens, the floor never moves.
Hey, I used to get cloud and I saw boys like, guy. I've been wanting to totally pay your therapy. That's free therapy for Claudia. She's looking at you like, hey, who's this 80-year-old woman? Dressed like a 22-year-old girl. Who's this 8-year-old? That's very deep.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to start looking at my friends and seeing if they're...
You see, window,
door or floor.
That very
is
simple.
So...
And I think it saves you so much heartbreak and you're able to manage your expectations when it comes to friendships.
Hmm.
So I have my windows, my doors, and my floors.
Hey, this is I think for you, you're in my door friends now. Because for me, I treat loyalty very seriously.
Mm.
Wow, people take it for granted. I don't know if people are bringing.
Mm.
I mean, the fact that you would come to my podcast, you would sit down with me, we can talk.
Yeah.
And I can talk and tell you some, not even like nasty, but like I can say something less nasty about something.
Yeah.
And I know... between me and Steph, we laugh and probably even forget about it. That's
for sure.
A door friend that I've allowed you in.
Because
when people like get into your house and it's messy, you don't feel uncomfortable like, oh my God, I need to judge.
Oh, that's
if you
like
have friends
for
like
me.
That.
That's cheryl for me.
If you have friends like that,
yeah.
Bro, you need, that's not a friend. As if they get into your house and before they go, by the time they get to Tao, oh my God, Claudia, nakuanga mchafu, ata Claudia, nachanga nguo kila mahali, that's not a friend.
Yeah.
Bro, you have a paparazzi for a friend.
Mm.
So for me, things like those are very important.
Yeah.
But also, I've realized that you love love.
I love, I'm a lover girl. My skin, kidogo nilie, I love love so much.
But are you in love? Are you with some? Is someone in love? Okay, there's so many people in love with you. You can see here.
There's so many people.
You can see here, Mark. Mark
here
is just looking at you like, I have met the love of my life.
My skin.
Where? Please, what are you watching? What thicker road?
Yeah.
You live very far apart from it. Is there anybody who is
presenting?
Yeah, is there anybody who is as of the moment? Your mom with Tupem's channel.
No.
Tupem Maua.
Nah. There are no cows.
Yeah.
There's nothing at the moment.
Yeah.
But also, even
but
when
also
I say
young Steph,
I love
young.
Love, yeah. It's also like our segment, A Love Letter.
Yes.
We dedicated it to changing and shaping the narratives around relationships, mm-hmm. and love.
Mm-hmm.
So be it platonic,
yes.
romantic, or familial. So I may not be in a romantic,
yeah.
I may not be experiencing romantic love right now, but I'm also experiencing familial love, I'm experiencing platonic love.
Yeah.
And that's, and love
how
is beautiful.
Do, how, does your, how do your DMs look like?
Imagine it's just babes asking me, pale nimetoa nguo. I think people always assume this, like, guys! Okay, maybe it's jangalia requests, but like, it, more often than not, my interactions, my audience is predominantly female.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Gosh, we probably need to check some of those requests right now. We know if we should answer them.
So the ideas.
That is Steph, me, I'm gonna send a CV. I can't believe men, what, Kenyan men, African men. But Steph, you, if you fall for like a Ugandan man, no, if a Ugandan man falls for you and you guys end up in Nari, or Tanzanian man, or Nigeria, where come Imenda.
Imenda. God.
Because they will be like, bro, I'm not messing this one up.
Keep it locked.
These are not messing it up. I want to see the mother. I want to all those things. I mean, but yeah, you know, don't be pressured though.
Yeah.
Do not be lied to about these pressures. Not be pressured to do any of these things.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you hold dear to your heart? You know, I mean, I've seen you amplify the voices of people talking about ending femicide.
Mm.
It's very near and dear to every woman, every girl.
Yeah.
You don't have to know anybody.
Mm.
And I always say that tragedy does not have to be close to you for it to be relative.
Yeah.
In the sense that people will say, what if it's your mom? I'm like, stop saying that. What if it's your mom, your sister? What do you mean? So people should not be hurt only when they are your relatives, you know?
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that, you know, matter to you? Period poverty,
you know,
basic education for, you know, young girls and boys in underserved communities.
Yeah.
What are those things that tug on your heartstrings?
It's funny you ask that because it's been something I've been meaning to get back to.
Yes.
So growing up, and especially in a Catholic and staunch home, we used to do a lot of charity.
Mm-hmm.
So, and even after I completed high school, my friends and I, we had this, it wasn't registered at the time, but we would move from, say, foster homes for kids. Mm-hmm. I remember we visited a rehabilitation somewhere in Nyahururu, etc. So it was called the Save Kenya Foundation. But then I think because of people's, you know, schedules and everything, it didn't come to fruition completely. But even for that little time that we did a lot of charity, I realized I actually enjoy giving back.
Yeah.
And now even when I talk about my Catholic faith, we have these, like, you know, like small Christian communities, jumuiya. So like we go, like I go to Queens, and next to Queens there's like Nyumba ya Wazee and St. Teresa. So those are activities that I used to do so often, but I think of late I haven't.
Yeah.
But it's something I want to pick up. So charity is very close to me.
It's very close to you. But also I like that, not to mean that anyone who posts, I don't like appreciate it, but I like that I don't see you posting it, because I always say, you know, your right hand should not know what your left hand is doing.
Yeah.
But I like that you're very intentional about that.
Yeah.
As we conclude, Steph, first I feel like I could talk to you the whole day. I mean, because you're very intentional.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we could talk about everything when
and
it comes
anything
to you.
Under the sun.
Had no mepiga look juu yangu. I'm like, hey, Steph. Hey, Steph Ochezangi.
And talk calls and I'm here.
You don't play.
Yeah.
Steph, when all is said and done, what do you want your legacy to be about? When we have, you know, when we are like, ukoma 60 and we're laughing, we're in some, you know, country club.
Yeah.
And we're just saying, guys, Aki, do you guys remember when we used to be content creators?
Yeah.
And the clients would just say, kwanda huu ni moja huu mepitapo. I'll have to pay a stress. You know, what do you want people when they hear Stephanie Nganga?
Yeah.
What do people want? What do you want people to think of when they hear your name? When you leave a room, what are they saying about Steph?
At the core,
there's
something I live by, and I say this so many times, but it's because I truly believe it, that the desire to create is one of the deepest yearnings of the human soul.
Wow.
I love that. And I don't know why I've not gotten a tattoo of it yet.
Yeah.
I should probably go
and tattoos, by the way.
Yeah, I do. I have two. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. Wow. Wherever we go, you're planning to also do corporate. Because you know, like, you, no one will see them.
Yeah, on this side.
FYI, if they were, if Kenya was getting going to war,
yeah,
and we had to not, no, they'd force her to go anyway. But if we had to, if you were forced to go to NYS,
like if I was drafted,
where the draft you are, they'd be like, Akura tattoos. You know, they did draft some guys, Juicy, for NYS.
Are you serious? Nah, like, yeah, tattoos is
nothing.
So,
and you know, and you know, you Gen Z's,
yeah,
your tattoos are like crazy. It's like a paw, some young kid, a boy, had a of like some lion or tiger here on their chest.
Yeah.
I was like, what was inspiration? And even NYS doesn't want you there. But also, I don't like that. Mm. I find it very, very traditional.
It's very, very backward. Yeah.
I mean, it's nonsense. Anyway.
It is an expression at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, it's just nonsense. Every person, every human being has the desire to create.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Why do you feel that way? Why do you want to tattoo that on your body?
I think it would be, I don't have to, but it would be a great, like, constant reminder. So when it comes to serving my legacy, I hope by the time I leave this world, they know that I died doing what I loved, which is creating. Mm-hmm. I can't begin to fathom or express or quantify how much creating brings a sense of joy and purpose and fulfillment and satisfaction. I feel like if I was to go today, I'm good.
Yeah.
So I hope that they remember that I loved creating, I continue to create, and my creation still exists.
I mean, I think you're like 42 years.
I like to say I'm an old woman trapped 45. In the body of a young age.
The way you're wise, way wise beyond your years.
Yeah.
Steph, you are such a lovely guest.
Thank
It's been the most amazing, I think, 40, 45 minutes with you.
Yeah.
It's also interesting how we can have a conversation and not feel bored at all. Mm. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for
your time.
We need to do like a crossover.
Yeah, we need to do. I have to come to your show.
You have to come.
But then we also need to do like a, I don't know. You know what? You and I need to figure out how we can do a collab, not just on Instagram, the usual, but on set.
Yeah.
Like, how can we make
because
a set that
journalists.
Looks like mine and one that looks like yours?
Yeah.
And actually do like a really quick
sort
of like a game show or whatever together.
I'm down.
Yeah, let's
I'm
figure
so
it out.
Down.
I think it will really make people want to work together.
Yeah.
And I was talking and saying that one of the things I realized as podcasters we're not doing is we're not commenting. I mean, we can do collaborations when I come on your show, but we don't comment on content from other podcasters, which means either we're consuming it and we don't want people to know, or we're consuming it and we're just afraid of, let me talk about it.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
When you have your love letters, when you have your debate club, those are things I want to tap in
because
it makes me think. And we have to give you your flowers.
Thank you.
So thank you for all the great job that you're doing.
Thank you.
I always watch your podcast and I'm like, guy, shana kona pesa.
Look.
No,
you know, if you ask me where my money is, it's on SNS.
That's the same thing with me here. Yeah. Even this boy is not a joke. this boy is from Thika Road. Ni hawa ni wale watu wako. By the way, hawa ni watu wako. Go with these people, by the way.
Sawa, tuende nyumbani, guys.
And then, guys, thank you, Steph, for your time.
Thank you so much.
You're an absolutely amazing person, and I absolutely love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And she's single. Guys, make sure you go check out SNS with Stephanie Nganga. Please show her some love all over social media.
Thank you.
Also, as usual, make sure you follow us on all our social media handles at Unlock Your Soul. And this thing is misbehaving. Unlock Your Soul on TikTok, on Instagram, everywhere.
Yeah.
Just check us out. Make sure you like, share, subscribe to this page, to this YouTube page, and do all the love that you gotta do.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.